Are you wondering why you're not as successful as you could be? Maybe it's because you're not training like a pro athlete. So I'm obsessed with the elite champions of the world, the Michael Jordans, Tom Brady's, Michael Chandler's, like the way that pro athletes and specifically elite champions are able to create greatness and stay there is something that I'm truly obsessed with. It's really because they don't have any more ability than anyone else. We're all the same exact human beings. Yes, some are taller, some are stronger. There are these unique things, but the truth is it actually lies in other places, right? Or it's actually the combination of a few things, right? And so I'm obsessed with what creates greatness and how the great ones become great. But for most of us, our arenas that we're playing in daily, especially for us business owners, us entrepreneurs, they're business arenas. They're not stadiums. They're in boardrooms. They're in all different sorts of business arenas, but they're not stadiums, right? And so it's always struck me how entrepreneurs and high achievers and high performers and owners believe that they can create success without training for success the way a pro athlete would if they were training for, their games and their big games and their championships, right? So I asked myself the question, like, would Michael Jordan have ever set foot on a court on game day without having trained all the things, right, throughout the week or throughout the days off, like his shot, his footwork, you know, watched his nutrition? Would he have not been intentional about his mental focus? Would he not have worked on his endurance and spent time in the weight room? Like, these are all things that are obvious to most people for pro athletes to be successful. Why is it possible, or why do we believe that as business pros, we don't have to train the exact same way if we want to be great? And I submit that we actually do. And the ones that do are the ones that become great. And so let's get into the characteristics of a pro athlete or a business pro athlete. There are three basic areas of training, fitness, and strength that every owner, entrepreneur, and leader must train, I believe, daily and weekly. Okay, so the first one is developing mental strength, right? So everything flows from your mind. And we could spend hours here, and other people do spend hours here. But here are a few things that I do that I believe are critical to train on a daily basis if you want to be great at anything, especially in the business world. So number one, you have to feed your mind with the right food, okay? You have to think of your mind as you do your body. You have to feed it the right food. And so those are things like education. Those are things like inspiration. Those are things like great books. Also the people you spend your time with, okay? Just like a pro athlete would, right? They watch video. They learn, they work with trainers. These are all mindset things. They have perseverance. So you have to feed your mind. Number two, you have to watch what you focus on. And so your focus determines the outcomes in your life, period. If you focus on your goals, your end results, the success, the good things, the excellent things in your life, then you will move in that direction. If you focus more on the news, social media, negative things, you know, just plain out bad things, your life will move more in that direction. And so what you focus on, like, you have to look at like your attention on a daily level and be intentional about what you pay attention to, right? So whether you're on social media, like all the little things, like watching the news, listening to, like hanging out with people that are not better than you in all the areas, are not going to make you better. These are things that actually are going to pull you down. And what the thing is most people don't realize, most people are not intentional about it. And so you might be intentional about reading some books and going to conferences and those kind of things, but you might not be intentional about eliminating the things actually pulling you down. So focus is a critical one. And then the third one, embracing the hard things so that you develop resilience. And so hard things may be things like hard situations, but they also may be just boring things, right? And so a lot of people only want to go towards the exciting things. That's human nature. The champions will embrace the boring things and love the boring things and learn to love the boring things. There's a great quote by John Maxwell, I believe. And his quote is, winners love and value the process of winning. And losers simply value the end result. Okay? So you can equate that to, like, champions love doing all the boring and hard things that create winning. But the non-champions, the people that are posers, the people that think they're champions, the people that want to be champions, the losers only value the end result. And they hate the boring things, right? So they only like the exciting things and all that. Now, all of us love the payoff of doing really great work and winning. But the chess move in life is learning to love the things that actually create the payoff. Okay? The actions and the hard things and the boring things that are part of creating the payoff. If you can learn to love those things, then you're destined to be great and you're destined to win. And that's actually how most of the great pro athletes or the great people, leaders in our world have become great. They've actually learned to love the things that other people don't like. And so that's really important. This builds a lot of things, but it builds resilience as well. It builds belief, and belief is your greatest superpower. All right. The second thing you need to be training every day is your physical strength. And I don't mean taking a walk over lunch. I mean like physically training hard the way a pro athlete, the way a linebacker would train, okay? So, you know, physical strength and endurance is critical to your success, even if you sit at a desk all day, which hopefully you shouldn't be. But your brain and how you feel and how you act are directly impacted by how you move. And if you think about how you can reach your top potential, you can't do that by being unhealthy and eating poorly. It's just not possible. And even if you've achieved some level of success by doing that, imagine how much greater you could be and how much more you could do if you changed your physical fitness and how you eat and how you actually treat your body and train your body. And so physical fitness is actually one of the easiest ways to improve your life, period, because it takes no money. It has immediate impact. So if you're depressed, you're demotivated, you're scared, or you're perplexed, exercise will actually give you immediate positive results. And things like building muscle actually produces critical hormones that improve your life. And so, you know, this actually also, you feel better because you look better. And that just improves everything overall. And so often in my life, you know, I might be in a business situation. I might have a problem. I might be struggling with a question. There might be a difficult situation that arose in my daily life. And like miraculously, every single time when I go into my workout, I might have that problem. Through my workout, I'll find some solution to that problem or some different way of thinking about it. And on the other side of my workout, I'll have creative solutions. I'll actually just feel completely different about it. If I was anxious about it, I'm not anxious about it anymore. It's like a truly miraculous thing that happens through a physical hard workout. And so this is something that I believe leaders and entrepreneurs and owners should be doing constantly, every single day, a physical workout. And so what should you do? Number one, schedule your workout every day. Most people would say, I'm too busy to work out, and they trump workouts for meetings and other types of things. I actually look at my workout as the number one thing on my calendar, and everything else aligns from that, okay? Because I know that that is actually the thing that allows me to do everything else in a really greater level, in a much greater level. And so we're all busy, but here are some ways to do that, right? Skip lunch and go work out. That's it, right? Like that's the easiest way to do it. It's actually such a nice chess move because you reduce your calories, right? And instead, you go and train. So it's got a much greater effect. I'm not talking about a walk over lunch. Like if you don't do anything, that's the least you could do. Yes, do that. But I'm really talking about like physical training, right? Go do 30 minutes of weight training and 10 minutes of really intense cardio so that you're getting your cardiovascular system, especially your heart, trained and creating endurance. Do that every day of the week for 5 days, every business day, right? Treat it as a meeting. Everyone I know, I have family and friends in the depths of New York City and here in Tennessee. Everyone has the ability to do this. You just have to think creatively about how you would do it. You can have weights at your house that you go and run and do that. You get at, there's plenty of gyms around where you can just go there and it's literally 45 minutes and you're done. Okay. So that is the way to do it. Number two, do intermittent fasting. Fasting until the afternoon has so many easy benefits. It's another chess move, right? Because you basically, you'll feel better and you also reduce all your calories automatically, which produces results and trims bad fat, et cetera. Number three, sleep efficiently, right? So your body recovers and builds muscle while you sleep. Specifically, I believe in deep sleep. And so, but none of us like to sleep, especially us owners, entrepreneurs, leaders. We don't like to sleep because there's so many things that we want to do. But here's the cool thing. If you can learn to sleep efficiently, then you actually can sleep less. And so that's what I try and do. And so there's three ways to train your physical strength, your body every day. The third thing is train your spirit, okay? Or strengthen your spirit. And so life and business, a lot of people have said this, I've said this before, they're spiritual games. What that means is you need to have a why behind what you do. Otherwise, you're not going to push through all the difficulty. It's just not worth it. The challenges that come with all this stuff are not worth it unless you have a strong why. And so that's why it's a spiritual game. And if you talk to most top performers, the overwhelming majority of them will have a deep level of spiritual faith. The fact is that it's where they draw from. It's where you draw from when you need to motivate yourself beyond things that are easy to do, when you have to do hard things, or when you're down, or when you're not capable, or when you don't want to get up in the morning, or when you just don't feel like you're enough, or when you're down in the last, down at the last minute, and you need to actually win the game. And so, if there's nothing more to life than just what you're doing, then why would you try at all? If it all stops with you, then there's no God, then how can you pursue supernatural achievements and supernatural goals? And so, you need to train your spirit. You need to strengthen your spirit. So here are three things that I do to increase my spiritual strength every single day. Number one, pray and do it early in the morning. The reason you do this first is because it aligns the rest of your day. It relieves pressure from you. It acknowledges your inabilities and it gives you a chance to focus on things that actually bring you energy versus the things that will bring you anxiety, right? So praying and meditating versus jumping right into email or the first problem of the day or the problem from yesterday that you're still thinking about, that is not going to bring you energy. That's going to make you have a difficult day, right? Praying actually gives you the opposite start to your day. It actually gives you a great start and it makes you focus on the things that actually energize all the rest of the things you're going to do that day. Number two, visualize. Now you hear this a lot and it can seem cliche, but there are real reasons why visualizing and getting really clear on where you're going make a lot of common sense, right? If you can't see where you want to go, you won't get there. Humans actually have this supernatural ability that we've all taken for granted, which is the ability to create things out of nothing, right? We can think of something and we can create it literally out of nothing. That's evident in every single thing that we see all around us, but it's something that we've taken for granted for such a long time. And so visualizing allows you to see what you want, see what you're going after, and that in and of itself keeps you aligned on actually making that come to pass, like actually making it happen so that you can create that world. And just focusing on it actually is proven to increase the likelihood of you actually achieving that thing. So visualize the second thing. And the third one is owning your greatness. And so Arrogance is not a good quality, but owning your identity is a powerful quality. It may seem like a fine line, but that's one line that you don't have to think about it as long as you've acknowledged that it's not all on you, right? As long as you acknowledge that there's someone greater than you, there's a God, there's a greater purpose, and it's not all me, then it's really hard to be arrogant, okay? And then it becomes a really powerful confidence that you have by owning your greatness. Because we were made to do, and you were made to do clearly amazing things, and you could be doing amazing things if you believed that you were able to do that. And so belief and confidence is a critical skill to success. Pro athletes that lose their confidence go on losing streaks, right? We see that all the time. And what changed? Their talent didn't change at all. It was just their belief. And so owning your greatness and conditioning your belief is that third thing. And so success and top performance in any area of your life comes from excellence. And you can't excel if you don't train like it's your job to excel, right? Physically, spiritually, and mentally. And so training like a pro athlete is critical to the success in your business and your life. That's what I've found, and that's why I prioritize it. Thanks, and never stop growing.